Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second, the shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third, the second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth, the center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tom Daly. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Buck Freeman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Buck Freeman. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Goldie Rapp. Batting second, the second baseman, John Monroe. Batting third, the left fielder, Lee King. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Irish Musial. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Konecha. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Cy Williams. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Frank Parkinson. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Peters. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jimmy Ring. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jimmy Ring. And now, play ball. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack takes first base on ball four. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flack. The throw from Peters and he is safe. Flack steals second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parkinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe takes first base on ball four. Rapp moves to second. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires to second and picks off Rapp for the out. One out. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes King. The throw from Daly and he is safe. King steals second. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King moves to third. Ed Konecha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musial. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Musial steals second. Ed Konecha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Daly. King scores. Musial moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ed Konecha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konecha hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musial scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Phillies. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber takes first base on ball 4. George Maisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maisel bunts towards the mound. Ring fields it and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to second. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barber moves to third. Two outs. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Parkinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parkinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Parkinson reaches second base with a double. John Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parkinson scores. It's 3-0, Phillies. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rapp takes first base on ball 4. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monroe takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to third. Rapp moves to second. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Maisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Phillies. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rapp moves to third. Monroe moves to second. Ed Konecny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konecny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konecny hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hollocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monroe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Parkinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parkinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parkinson takes first base on ball 4. John Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Maisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring is 0-for-0 in the game. Ring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry strikes out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monroe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-0 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Mysel reaches second base with a double. Grimes scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-1 in the game. Deal hits a line drive into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Monroe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mysel throws the ball into Hollocker, who tags Monroe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. King bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flack. The throw from Peters and he is out, Parkinson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Konecny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konecny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konecny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Konecny reaches second base with a double. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Parkinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parkinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parkinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monroe misplays the ball. That's an error on Monroe. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konecha fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hollocker for the double play. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monroe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Phillies. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring is 0-for-1 in the game. Ring hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Rapp reaches second base with a double. Barber throws the ball into Deal, who tags Rapp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monroe takes first base on ball 4. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. King hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barber is called out on strikes. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parkinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-2 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parkinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Musial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Konecha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musial. The throw from Daly and he is out, Terry applying the tag. One out. Ed Konecha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konecha is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Konecha takes first base on ball 4. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Parkinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parkinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parkinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. William Marriott pinch hits for Tom Daley. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Twombly pinch hits for Buck Freeman. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parkinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monroe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Percy Jones now pitching. Kettlewirtz now catching. John Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring is 0-for-2 in the game. Ring is hit by the pitch. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ring moves to third. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Monroe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ring scores. Rapp moves to second. It's 6-1, Phillies. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Meisel fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Meisel. Rapp scores. Monroe goes all the way around to score. King moves to third. It's 8-1, Phillies. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Musial strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Konecny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konecny is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konecny is hit by the pitch. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Wirtz to Hollocker covering second. The throw back to home, and King is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a pop-up towards short. Parkinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Barber reaches second base with a double. Terry moves to third. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Meisel hits a line drive into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 3 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.